ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतेरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 68 टेक्स्ट नंबर 38 इज रिटन हियर 38। भुञ्जते कुरुभिर्दत्तम् भूखण्डम् वृष्णयः किल उपानः किल वयम् स्वयं तु कुरुवः शिरः। भुञ्जते कुरुभिर्दत्तम् भूखण्डम् वृष्णयः किल उपानः किल वयम् स्वयं तु कुरुवः शिरः। भुञ्जते कुरुभिर्दत्तम् भूखण्डम् वृष्णयः किल उपानः किल वयम् स्वयं तु कुरुवः शिरः। भूखण्डम् वृष्णयः किल माताजी व्हाट टोड मीनिंग भुञ्जते दे एन्जॉय कुरुभिः बाय द कुरुज दत्तम ग्रांटेड भू ऑफ लैंड खंडम अ लिमिटेड पार्सल वृष्णयः द वृष्णीज किल इंडीड उपानः शूज किल वयम् स्वयं सॉरी किल इंडीड वयम् वी Swayam themselves. To however, Kuruvaha the Kurus, Shiraha the head. Translation, there is no purpose, so I will read further verses. We Vrishnis enjoy only whatever small parcel of land the Kurus allow us, and we are indeed shrews where the Kurus are the head. Next three shlokas I will be reading. Aho Aishwarya Mattanam Matanam Iva Maninam Asambandha Giro Ruksha Kaha Saheta Nushashita. Just see how these puffed up Kurus are intoxicated with their so called power, like ordinary drunkard men. What actual ruler with the power to command would tolerate their foolish nasty words? Adya Nishkauravam Prithvim Karishyami Ityamarshitah Kruhitva Halam Utthathau Dahas Dhaniva Jagatrayam. Today I shall read the earth of the Kauravas, declared the furious Balaram. Thus he took his plow weapon and rose up as if to set the three worlds ablaze. Langalagrena nagaram upadirya gajadvayam vicharkarsha sagangayam praharishyan namarshitah. The Lord angrily dug up Hastinapur with the tip of his plow and began to drag it, indeed to cast the entire city into the Ganges. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes as follows. Lord Balaram seemed so furious that he looked as if he could burn the whole cosmic creation to ashes. He stood up steadily and, taking his plow in his hand, began striking the earth with it. In this way the whole city of Hastinapur was separated from the earth. Lord Balaram then began to drag the city towards the flowing water of the river Ganges. Because of this, there was a great tremor throughout Hastinapur, as if there had been an earthquake, and it seemed that the whole city would be dismantled. Srila Vishwanatha Chakri Thakur states that by the Lord's desire, his plow has increased in size, and that as Balaram began dragging Hastinapur towards water, he ordered the Ganges, except for Samba, you should attack and kill everyone in the city with your water. Thus he would fulfill his promise to rid the earth of the Kauravas while making sure that nothing bad would happen to Samba. Hare Krishna. Om Anyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitanscha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Krupa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we had a wonderful explanation of this first time yesterday by His Grace Srinivas Acharya Prabhu, and he was telling about pride, and he was telling that the mentality of the Lord, which the conditioned souls pick up, is in two parts, that I am the creator and I am the enjoyer. So we'll pick up from there. Just to tell in short what's happening in this narration for those who have not been attending on a daily basis, here Samba, a son of Krishna, had kidnapped the daughter of Duryodhan, Lakshmana, and actually kidnapped, but then again he was caught back. So although as per the traditions at that time, once a girl is kidnapped by some boy, then they have to get married. So although Kauravas knew that no, Samba will have to marry Lakshmana, or otherwise Lakshmana will have to marry, although they both were agreeing, but Duryodhan and Kauravas were not angry, because it's like in the Kshatriya style at that time, it's not a question of whether they are agreeing or not, it's a question of their pride. Even today we see sometimes like that. Even if the husband and wife are agreeing, the parents disagree, even though sometimes they see that actually it's a good match. Sometimes it may not be, but sometimes it's a good match. But it's just because how they did without asking us. Even if everything else is okay, even the caste is okay, the financial conditions are okay, everything else is okay. Sometimes it may not be, but even if it is okay, the only point is how they did without asking us. That is the only point. No other point is there. How they could manage to decide their marriage without informing us. And that is the only point sometimes the parents today and in the past also get upset. And then sometimes there can be other causes, that this is of different caste or different language. All these are secondary things. But the main thing is, how they did without asking us, or how they did against our opinion. Yes, there is some importance and good qualities and advantages of the tradition. I am not speaking against the tradition per se. There are something good qualities and results and benefits of the tradition. But still, the point of disagreement is how we were neglected. So similarly over here we see, Kauravas knew that they have to get married now, and they knew that Samba was also very strong and powerful Kshatriya, well qualified to, good enough for our daughter to get married to. But still, for the matter of Kshatriya pride, they kidnapped, and then they challenged, and then the Kauravas, on the behalf of Vrishnis, behalf of Dwarka, Balaram came with an army. Balaram was sent because he had good relationship with Kauravas, and they thought that we will avoid unnecessary war if Balaram goes and the truce will be made and they will hand over Samba and Lakshmana respectfully, which they did ultimately. But Kshatriyas, sometimes they like to show off their power, especially in the marriage ceremonies. If we see, even today many people, they want to show off their power, wealth. I was discussing with some even devotees. They say in our area, during the marriage of a boy and girl, they just shoot bullets in the air like that. Some area they make crackers. It's different as per the culture, but in some areas they shoot bullets. I'm not saying what is good or bad, but I'm saying this is happening. Basically it's all a show of power, and even at that time they wanted to show off their power, like, oh, we are so strong, how can Balaram, like, how can a Kshatriya give up so easily? So they challenged Balaram and they spoke some insulting words. And here in this shloka we see that twice the word killer is coming. Killer. Like in Marathi we can call it kai kharokhar. Like language, when somebody is challenged, we say like that. As Prabhupada translates here, indeed, is it like that? It's because the Vrishnis were insulted, as they are saying, Kaurava saying, actually all land belongs to us. And Vrishnis, that is Ugrasen Maharaj, he just enjoys small piece of land which we give. So basically they are dependent on us. They are ruling, but that is our mercy. That's what Kaurava spoke. And they said that, see, the Vrishnis and the all the Vrishni dynasty is actually like shoes. and now they are trying to enjoy the position of the head. So Balaram repeats their words. Achha, it is like that indeed. Indeed we are enjoying the land given by Kauravas. Indeed we are shoes and you are the head. So then he says, okay, let's see the position. Like in Hindi we say, abhi dikha deta hu. Kaun juta hai, kaun sar hai. Sahi mein, like we say, sahi mein hum juta hai. In Hindi they challenge like that. So Balaram is in that Sanskrit language he's speaking. Okay, I will show what is the position. Like we say in Hindi, abhi dikha deta hu. That's a common term. Ata dakho to konachi kai position hai. In all languages. So therefore Balaram is in that mood. Okay, let's see, I will show you. And he takes his plow, and Vishwanatha Great Thakur explains. Actually, we might think how it happened. A plow, we see a plow is of like generally maximum this size. If we go out, if we have seen plows, we see they are of this size. And they just dig up a little earth this way. And how can Balaram by his plow pull the whole river? Actually, first he what he did? Not whole river, whole city. It is said, first the plow separated the city from the earth. Means like suppose the whole city is there many miles apart. Then whole city was separated. Just like many of the Brahmacharis ate, what do you call it, upma in the breakfast. So they just take some little upma and separate it from the main mass of upma and then ate it. Actually Kali Yuga observed this. Kali Yuga is so towards, what do you call it, jiva vegam. And we, if you want to explain some point, we have to give example of prasad. Then everyone understands. That is Kali Yuga. If we give other examples, it's okay. But any exam, explain any point connected somehow with prasad. And then people understand. Yeah, yeah. That is very good. Because that is our Kali Yuga tendency. Jivva Vegam. That only we understand. And examples connected to that we understand nicely. So anyway, it's amazing that how can Balaramji's small plow, means logically it's not possible. Just a small plow and the whole city is separated. What to speak of? We don't have even, nowadays I have heard that they make some coconut trees or palm trees grow like 10 feet, 20 feet. And now they have machines by which they dig the whole tree, maybe 10 feet by 10 feet with the earth, pick it up and plant it ready-made. Another building. So maybe that's what we can do today, 10 feet by 10 feet. We can dig up. Maybe some big machineries, maybe 20 feet by 20 feet, we can separate the earth, mass from the whole earth. And but then Balaramji separated the whole city. We have technologically advanced, and those are in construction line. They know they have heavy machineries. We call them JCBs or something like that. And we see they separate some big things. And if you go into mining areas, sometimes our devotees go for book distribution. 2 years or 3 years back, they went to Jharkhand area. All coal mines and other mines. And they said there are so many trucks, so huge enough. They are used only in the mines. They cannot come out outside on the road. But they are so huge that their tire grows around a height of 10 feet. That is the size of their tire, dumpers. So dumpers may be so big to transport the mined coal. So the miners, they may separate, but Balaramji's plow separated the whole city. One. And it just uprooted like this. Like Krishna also uprooted Govardhan Hill. Whole. Krishna can do something amazing. Krishna can be the small 5 years old boy and still he can uproot Govardhan. In one place, I was reading. Why Krishna is Supreme Lord? Because only he we see. All other avatars of Lord, they took up a proportion similar or equal or greater than the demons. Like Matsya avatar, he although appeared in a palm, ultimately he became some 80,000 miles long to swim across the ocean of devastation. Then we see Varaha avatar, although he appeared from the nose of Brahmaji, but he grew up and became the size that he covered the whole sky and then fought with Hiranyaksha. And we see Narsingdev, it is said Hiranyakashipu was like a small insect in front of Narsingdev. But we see Krishna, he never expanded himself. He killed Keshi, he picked up Govardhan, he killed Agasur, Putana, who were also 12 miles long and like that, 10 miles long, 8 miles long. But Krishna just remained little small Krishna and did the job. He never had to expand. But we see most other incarnations, they have to increase their size to fight with the demon. Not most, all of them. They have to increase their size and show their prowess. But Krishna, he can be just small. Here also Vishwasadeva Thakur explains, Balaramji had a small plow, not certainly suitable for uprooting the city. But for this purpose the plow expanded. And the plow became big and uprooted the whole city. Just think. It's really a very serious situation. Whole of Bombay is just uprooted. From Borivali till Kolaba. And from east to west. From Chembur till Dadar. It's just put up and then into the Arabian Ocean. And the Kauravas, they understood. Oh no, Samba is strong and his party, Balaram, is also strong. They knew, but they just wanted to show off. The Kshatriyas like to show off their power. They just wanted to show off and then they immediately came. So having said this, we see in actually once I was told few days back to speak a class on Janmashtami, and that devotee, he told you speak about Rukmini Haran and how the wonderful lessons we learn from that pastime of Krishna. And I said, actually we learn wonderful lessons from every pastime of Krishna. Like few days back we were discussing about Divida Gorilla, and wonderful classes were given on that topic by many devotees. I heard about from Radhanath Maharaj one class, also from Shubh Vilas Prabhu. So both of them were mentioning about pride. Actually that is the common thing. If we see, sometimes we joke about movies, modern day movies, that the story is the same. There is a hero, heroine, and the villain comes and kidnaps the heroine, and hero reaches just 2 minutes late, and the heroine has gone, and then the whole picture is just how he fights back to get the heroine, and then something like that. Basically story revolves around. So actually spiritual life is also similar. All the pastimes, it may be Brahma Vimon Leela, it may be Divida, it may be Akasur, it may be Putana, Kamsa, anyone. Ultimately they show the pride of that person. It may be Govardhan. We see, and pride is not easy to go. Kauravas were defeated, now were defeated afterwards, were defeated before by Arjun alone during the time of Drupada's cows were stolen. Pride is such a thing that it doesn't allow you to understand reality. Pride is such a thing that doesn't allow you to understand reality. Indra's case, he was just returned, means he was defeated, and from Narkasur, that Mother Aditi's earrings and like that, was returned to Indra. He's grateful, and again, the very next moment, Krishna is taking a Parijat tree, one tree, not all the trees, one tree from Krishna, Indra's garden. He has so many trees. But just because one tree is being taken, again, immediately within few moments. So sometimes we see that people are very much eager to see God. Divida Gorilla saw God. He saw Ram and he saw Krishna both. In fact, as Radhanath Maharaj was explaining in his lecture at that time, and even Shubh Vilas Prabhu was explaining, that Divida Gorilla was serving Shri Ram. He was a devotee. In the sense, he was performing devotional service. Yes, he was a devotee in one way. It was told that of the four main commanders of Sugriv, they were Hanuman, Jambavant, Mahinda and Divida. They were the four people who were the next to Sugriv. In the army of Vanaras, Sugriv was there, Angad was there. But the next, the main leaders who were rallying the soldiers to fight all the Vanaras, encouraging them, the real powerful ones, were these. Hanuman, Jambavant, Mahinda and Divida. So he was doing such an important service. He had killed many Vanaras, not Vanaras, Rakshasas, on behalf of Vanar Sena, and to release Sita. But he had some pride and envy towards Lakshman, little bit. And we saw that pride and envy remained. It did not go away. It remained. And the reaction came after many years. How many years? Krishna killed Divida, means Balaram killed Divida at the end of Dwapar Yuga. That is 8 lakh years of Dwapar Yuga. 8,64,000. And Ramayana happened not in the end of Treta Yuga, but somewhere in middle or beginning. So at least 8-10 lakh years more. So the results of pride and envy towards Balaram, towards Lakshman, was achieved by Divida after 20 lakh years, or at least 15 lakh years. Till that time, he was a good devotee. He was performing devotional service. So sometimes we also think, I am good devotee. I am performing this. I have only little pride, but otherwise it's okay. I have only little pride, little ego. Not much. Sometimes I feel envious. But we see, Divida remained in that condition for 15 lakh years. 1-5. Approximately, maybe little bit here and there. And then after that he got the reaction because he could not give it up. And that reaction was so fierce that he was had to be killed by Balaramji. So all of us are practicing devotional service and we get into that illusion. Actually, I am okay. See, I am good devotee from 15 years, 10 years, 20 years, what it may be, number of years. And people respect me. I give good classes, sing nice kirtans, cook nice prasad, can manage so many departments. Yes, I have little pride in envy, but otherwise these things are okay. People are thinking I am a very good devotee. And I am doing a lot of service. I am doing book distribution on the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And I am doing Harinam Kirtan, World Holy Name Day and all these things. But I have only little pride and ego, not much. I have only little pride and envy, that's all. But you should be careful that little pride and envy might give results after many lakhs of years. If that remains and that grows. For our whole life we will be good devotee. In our terms and in terms of others. For whole 30 years, 40 years of our remaining lifetime, we can be good devotee in our own conception. And actually we are performing devotional service as Divida was performing. But reactions came. So sometimes reaction might come in this life. If they come, we are fortunate. At least they come. But sometimes or many times they may not come. And we might continue devotional service for lifetimes. And then slowly, slowly. So generally, what is the results of pride and envy we see in all cases? What the result of pride and envy was? How did this Divida became degraded to Asura? Means Asuric tendency. It said he got association of who? Narkasur or Bhomasur. So one result of pride and envy while practicing devotional service is that in due course of time we get association of demonic people and we become like that. That is one result. That may happen after many births of being a good devotee. So actually, I will come to one point which again Narada Maharaj spoke around 8 years back, but before we complete this point. So one result of having envy and pride is we get association of demonic people and we, in association, we become demonic. Similarly, how Bhaumasur or Narakasur, see, we externals are important, but they are not so important. We see Divida was a good devotee. He served Lord Ram. He was ready to give his life for Lord Ram to protect Sita to that extent. But he had also pride and envy. So he got association of Narakasur. Then Narakasur was son of who? And Supreme Lord. Narakasur was son of Supreme Lord. So, it's not important externally who you are. You are Indian or non-Indian or son of a devotee or son of a demon. Or it's just important what you are doing. Here we see in these three cases, very important. Mahinda was externally very good devotee, ready to give life for Ram's mission. That was his qualification. But he had some little. Because if I say Lord, generally we think it's not for me. It's for someone else. One devotee was saying in one lecture that a devotee gave a class on pride and envy. And one among the audience, he came. He said, Prabhuji, you spoke a very wonderful class about pride and how not to be proud. I think these two devotees should have heard the class. He's thinking that these two devotees have pride, they should have heard. But he's not thinking that it is for me also. Because we think we have only little pride and envy. We don't have much. So I am only, actually myself have a lot, but even if we think we are only little proud and envy, still that is risky. Divida Gorilla actually had little proud envy. And he was ready to give life for Ram to protect Sita. So he was that close, that was, but the results were devastating. Another side, Bhaumasur was son of Bhumi and Varadev, son of Supreme Lord. But again, same thing. Because of his birth or whatever, maybe he had a pride. And what happened with him? Whose association he got? Banasur. So you see, that is the results of pride and envy, is we get association of demonic people. Somehow that it is arranged. And Bhaumasur got association of Banasur and he became Asur. And who was Banasur? Yeah, grandson of Bali Maharaj. Grandson of Bali Maharaj and great grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So Banasur was also so fortunate. We are 12 Mahajanas and out of them Bali and Prahlad are 2 of the 12. So Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj was the grandfather and great grandfather of Banasur. But still, he was a very good Asura. So, sometimes externally things are not so important. With the case of Banasur, Narakasur, Divida, and here Kauravas, all one problem. Like we see in all the movies, the same story. So in all the Leelas of Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, we see the same story. What is the same story? The pride and envy. And in our life also the same story. Pride and envy. So, sometimes we see in devotional life and in religious life in the whole society, we give more importance on externals. How is doing the arati? 7 times. It's important, we should give. 3 times. Or is the bell ringing properly, ting 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 or not. That is important. That is in devotional service. Sometimes in the outside world, like nowadays, I'm not criticizing anything, but the fact is nowadays some Ganpati festival is happening. So when I meet people, they just discuss how the decorations are, how the big the murti is, and whatever it may be, what type of lighting they have done. But the real purpose, as Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was saying in one class, the real purpose of religion is to get free from ahankar. And today, the religion is working to increase the ahankar. Therefore, we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, the definition of highest religion is given, which you all know. Savai pumso, paro dharmo, yato bhaktir adokshaje. So, what is the highest religion? In Bhagavatam, it doesn't give any names. This religion, that religion. It says, any religious path that makes you mad for God is highest. But then, not mad for lust, anger, greed, envy, material possessions, for car, house, wife, bungalow, not those. There are many times we see religious customs which makes you mad for all these things. So it may be Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Jews, Buddhist, whatever it may be. Any religion that makes you only mad for Supreme God, that is highest. And if in that there are discussions of how you can get more beautiful husband or wife or more money, then that is not the highest. More money, bigger house, beautiful body, bigger job, that is not the highest. So we see the quality is given. So many times we go externally. How the things, how the bell is being rung, what is this dhoti kurta. Every time during initiation we are taken vows. As Sudama Prabhu says in his lecture, what you are taken vows? I will chant what? 16 rounds? Daily attentively. So we easily forget the word attentively. And we only focus. Sulamala ho gaya. Prabhuji, I finished my rounds. But that word is there, I will chant 16 rounds attentively daily. Because we very easily forget the word attentively. And we just focus on the externals. The 16 times the bead has crossed my fingers. And I have murmured the Hare Krishna mantra. But what about the another part of that same sentence, attentively? It's so difficult. The substance, like that book is there, shadow and substance. The shadow is there, sula mala ho gaya. Substance is, usme se kitna suna, how much we heard. 16 माला हो गया बट हाउ मच वी हर्ड. सो अटेंट विल बी इजिली फॉरगेट. सिमिलरली व्हाइल परफॉर्मिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस और एनी रिलीजियस मेथड फॉर दैट सेप, एनी टाइप ऑफ वर्शिप, एनी टाइप ऑफ गोइंग टू टेम्पल, मस्जिद, चर्च, एनीथिंग, वी शुड बी मोर कंसर्न, एम आई डिक्रीजिंग माई ईगो, एम आई वर्किंग ऑन इट. समटाइम्स अवर रिलीजियस एक्टिविटीज, नॉट समटाइम्स एक्चुअली मेनी टाइम्स और मोस्टली और रिलीजियस और डिवोशनल एक्टिविटीज टेन टू इंक्रीज अवर ईगो. आई गो टू टेम्पल और चर्च और वॉट इट मे बी एवरी संडे ऑन टाइम. आई डू दिस सर्विस विदाउट फेल फॉर लास्ट 20 years. वी शुड डू इट. आई एम नॉट सेइंग वी शुड नॉट डू इट, बिकॉज जस्ट बाय नॉट डूइंग इट इज नॉट वी आर गोइंग टू गेट फ्री फ्रॉम प्राइड एंड एनवी. आई एम नॉट सेइंग दैट वे. बट पीपल इन दिस वर्ल्ड दे जनरली फोकस ऑन एक्सटर्नल्स. एंड हिज होलीनेस रानाथ महाराज he very nicely summarized this point once in his class. He says, to know tattva of Krishna is very difficult. What is Krishna tattva? To know Supreme Lord perfectly is very difficult, nicely. Like Krishna says, yatha gnyasasi tat shrunu. It's very difficult to hear how Supreme Lord is powers, energy, so many things. And then, he says, what is more difficult? Is to speak it up. To understand is difficult, to preach is more difficult. Preach means speak up. But he says these both are bodily activities. Hare Krishna. Rahat Maharaj said that understanding Krishna Tattva and speaking Krishna Tattva. So somebody can be very great speaker and preacher. He can speak many shlokas, speak very eloquently. And many people will be influenced and he can hold the audience sway for 2 hours, 4 hours. But Rahat Maharaj said that is a bodily activity. Yes, it requires some skills, but it is a bodily activity. Some people can do about kirtan, they can sing and, but he says, these are difficult things. No Krishna Tattva is difficult and to speak it is more difficult. But there are something which are, but these are bodily activities and can be achieved by practice and intelligence and study. Knowing Krishna Tattva properly, there can be atheist people, there can be atheist PhDs who can know Krishna Tattva. They might have a PhD and they actually know many things about Sri Krishna than maybe many of us. And they can speak also, explain and debate and argue. But still, Rahat Maharaj said that these are bodily activities which can be achieved by practice and like that. Although they are difficult. What is more difficult than these two is to have faith on Krishna Tattva. That is not so easy. To develop faith on Krishna Tattva, faith on the words of God, to know them and speak them is bodily activity. Have faith on what we hear in Bhagavad Gita, hear in Srimad Bhagavatam, hear from Chaitanya Charitamrita is not a bodily activity. And to have faith is difficult. It's very difficult. And to practice on what we have faith is most difficult. So to have faith and practice on what we have faith can't be developed by practice and study. Knowing Krishna Tattva and speaking Krishna Tattva can be developed by practice and study, or study and practice. But to have faith and to practice what we have faith on can be developed only by mercy of Sri Krishna. It can't be developed by our physical gymnastics, bodily gymnastics. There is no easy mantra to chant attentively. There is easy to chant. It's very easy to chant. It's difficult to chant, but it's easy not to chant. Just see, even after chanting 16 rounds for 20 years, is it not easy to stop it? You see, I just don't chant. I don't think many of us will have any difficulty to not chant one day for 16 rounds. It won't be very difficult. Oh, I am not chanting. Okay, Guru Maharaj has told, no problem. Today I will not chant. So easy, even after chanting for 30 years. So is it not to chant? It's difficult to chant. But both can be done. Even a parrot can chant. Even some person as a show can chant. But to chant attentively requires Krishna's mercy. Because that requires faith and application. Physical chanting, like me, most of us can do it. But to chant attentively requires, because that is faith and putting practice on. So that requires Krishna's mercy. So here we see the common point. The Kurus are intoxicated. And they are thinking that this is common in all the demonic people. They get intoxicated, they have bad association. And then they start committing offenses. So here Kurus are doing the same thing. And Balaramji is angry. Why angry? Even if he doesn't get angry, he remains what he is. But he is angry for the welfare of the Kurus. Sometimes the Supreme Lord does get angry for the welfare of the people and the those persons themselves. So Balaramji wants to teach Kauravas a lesson. Because of pride, they are thinking that we are, Miss Kauravas are head and the Vrushnis are shoes. And even though Kauravas might have a bigger kingdom than the Vrushnis, Kauravas were the kingdom of the whole India or earth, and Vrushnis were of Dwarka, Saurashtra region, but still, just externally, they might be having bigger kingdom, but Balaramji wanted to teach that the reality is, Krishna is the supreme power. Even Indra has been defeated by Krishna. Kauravas had not defeated Indra. Kauravas had never defeated Indra, but Krishna has defeated Indra many times. So, to teach that, Balaramji did this action of pulling the whole city of Hastinapur. It's like a big JCB. Yeah, JCB is like a, I don't know how big JCB it is. It's just uprooting the whole city at one time and just pulling in the like that. So that is Balaram's power. That is Balaram power. And Balaramji is, then suddenly we come to senses. We see sometimes something wrong happens in our life. We come to senses. Is it not? But then, because the disease has not been cured, after the wrong thing happens, we are okay, again enjoying sense gratification. So Kauravas have come to senses and they will surrender to Balaramji suddenly, but again then they will forget. And again they will insult Draupadi and like that. So we see this problem of pride and envy has to be removed. That is most important part of spiritual life. And 99% of the places where religion or spiritual practice are spoken, no one discusses that. As I said, I will just end with this small point. People focus on externals. How nicely he moves his agarbatti. And the smoke circulates everywhere by his agarbatti or something like that. That's good. We should be discussing that. But then ultimate importance of doing all this is how he gets up at 4 o'clock means every day or something like that. Or for someone who are gosad, oh, how he donates so much or something like that. Or how he eats so less. What it may be. But all these are important, but the real substance is, am I improving in my fight against pride, envy? See how many times we discuss that. Even when devotees meet, we discuss how he puts nice tilak. How he does all, we mostly discuss about externals. But maybe we have to sometimes give some time for discussing about internals. It's difficult. It's not that easy. But if we neglect it, the reactions might come after 20 lakh years. And till that time, we can be an illusion of being a good devotee. But the reactions will come. So, having said, I beg forgiveness because it's easy to speak so many things. Not that I am doing what I spoke, but at least by blessings of all of you devotees, maybe only that is the way to please Krishna. So that, as I said, to have faith and practice on Krishna, though we require blessings of Krishna, and if blessings of devotees are available, I request all the devotees over here to bless me, that if I have satisfied you in some way, that I can have faith on Krishna Tattva and practice. So I will end here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If anyone has any comments, Radha Gopinath Prabhu has a comment, advice, please send some mic. Or blessings.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, you mentioned a very interesting point that the test of a religion is you become mad after God. So sometimes even fanatics are mad after God. And the devotees are also mad after God. So how do you discriminate these two madness, and which is the right one to cultivate?
Madness towards the Lord without harming anyone else. That is there. We can become mad towards the Lord, but that should not, that madness of fanatics is at the cost of, that madness is because of high envy towards others. High envy towards other religious, other people, other practices. And madness by pure devotees is free from that high envy towards others. So, I can see fanatics are mad, but then they have that high degree of envy. No one else is better, we are only better. Well, that is envy, that is dvesh. So, that madness is there for religion, but that madness is also associated or accompanied by a high degree of envy towards other, a high degree of harm towards other, high degree of harm towards other in essence. And those who are pure devotees, they are mad after Krishna, and they don't have envy towards those who don't practice their path. They don't harm others, those who don't practice their part. I think I can say, maybe you can, or Govind Prabhu or any other devotees, they can add something more. So both, just like if we discuss about three modes of nature, the rajogun is separate, but the tamogun and sattvagun appears similar. In tamogun also man is peaceful, but having drunk he is peacefully sleeping. And sattvagun also man is peaceful, but the externals are peaceful, but internals are separate. In rajogun also man is not caring for his externals, he is not seeing how he is dressed, how he is focused on money, he is neglecting money and drinking and smoking, he doesn't care about his health. And in the sattvagun also man is not focused on his externals of dress and jewelry and clothes. Both externally appear similar, but internally they are separate, different. Rajogun is different. They are after man, position, externals. But it appears that sattvagun and rajogun both are not into externals. They neglect the externals. A tamoguni man will lie on the road, something like that, not caring for his body. And sattvaguni man will also not care for his body much. But internally they are both different. Similarly, a fanatic and a pure devotee may be both mad for religion, mad for God, but internally are different. One is full of envy and pride. That is propelling his madness. And another is his love for God and love for all the society or humanity, love for all the children of God. That is propagating his madness. So externally they are same, internally they are different. I think somebody else can add and clarify better. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Last question, Nitai Patruve. No problem. He wants to ask in Marathi. That's okay. But mic will come 1 minute. Harik. On Karanan Gopal. Niche,
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, हा प्रत्यक्ष भगवंतांच्या सहवासात होता तरी सुद्धा त्याच्या हृदयामध्ये असा अनुभव कसा आहे? लक्ष्मणाला समजू कसं शकला नाही की ते सुद्धा भगवंत आहेत आणि त्याने त्यांच्याविषयी द्वेष केला, ते कसं काय?
एक मुद्दा आज मी म्हणणार होतो, आय वॉज गोईंग टू स्पीक वन पॉइंट which again I heard from Rahat Maharaj in one lecture around 5-7 years back. So he said that the soul has been given minute independence. And therefore, Lord Krishna gives him independence to act as his desires are. So again the question comes, as I said, that's why I made the point of Narkasur, Banasur, that it's not important, or Acharya says, it's not important to see God, it's important to have the right attitude in the heart. Even if it has, see God, and if you don't have right attitude, we might offend Him. Yes, that's what happened about Divida and so many people. Even the Kauravas, they were seeing God. Why only Mahinda, not Mahinda, Divida? He was serving God, but he did not have a right attitude. So that's what is being discussed by the scriptures, that seeing God is important, but having the right attitude, right consciousness is more important. Because even though we see God and serve God, but if you don't have the right consciousness, then the results are not good. Similarly, on our life also, we have to do service of God, but the right consciousness has to be there. Otherwise, it's risky. But if you say, I will not serve God, that is double risky. Because we can say, Divida in one way was having wrong attitude, but because he was serving, he got mercy of Balaram in some another way. But at least he got it. If he would not have been serving Lord Ram and he would not have been right attitude either, then we don't know what would have happened. He would have been completely neglected by the Supreme Lord. So yes, it's not a question of whether he was serving Ram or not. We have to work independently to make our attitude right. Then we can automatically will go in association of the Supreme Lord. Before that, if we go, it doesn't make much sense. So we are very eager to go back to Godhead, to see God. People in this world sometimes ask us, have you seen God? Like Prabhupada answered, what difference does it make to you? Once one reporter asked Prabhupada, have you seen God? Well, Prabhupada says, even if I say yes or no, what difference it makes to you? If I say yes, okay, what difference? He says, I am telling you the part, how can you see God? That is more important. Now, whether Prabhupada had seen God or not, it doesn't make much difference for us. Even Prabhupada says, yes, I have seen God. What does difference it makes to us? Prabhupada says, no, I have not seen God. Still, what difference it makes to us? Prabhupada says, I have given you path how you can see God. That is important. Prabhupada has given us the path how we can see God. And therefore, as your Acharya said, don't, as Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, don't try to see God. Serve God in such a way that He comes to see you. That means, what does it mean? Serve God in such a way means, yes, Divida was also serving God. But in such a way, that is good consciousness. So serve God is like chanting attentively. So serving in such a way means serving properly, in right consciousness. In today's age, just like we focus on chanting but not attentively, we focus on serving but not in right consciousness. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, serve God so that He will come to see you. He said, serve God in such a way that He comes to see you. And sometimes what we think, in such a way means, big way, I should distribute 1 lakh bhujita or I should make 10 temples. Yeah, that is good. But what about internal stage? So that such a way doesn't, we, because we are into Rajogun, we think that such a way means to be some external big thing. And that's our fault. We can do either externally big or not externally big. But that such a way means, in the right attitude of Trunadapi, Sunni, Chena, like that. So, we have to serve God in a such a way. So, Divida was, that's source independence. Whether God is present or not around us, if we determine to continue with our pride and ego, we will. And if He is not present, and if we are determined and do effort to get free from it, we will. And then Krishna will come to see us. Hare Krishna. I will end here. If anyone, our senior God brothers, have some comments, they can, or we'll end. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki.